From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Libya's former foreign minister, Moussa Koussa, is leaving Britain for Qatar, where an international conference on the future of Libya begins tomorrow. Koussa arrived in London last month after apparently abandoning the regime of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Some relatives of those who died in the bombing of Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, demanded that Koussa be investigated for any connection to the attack. And Vicky Barker reports that they are angry he has been allowed to leave Britain.
In his first public comment since reaching Britain, Moussa Koussa painted the same picture as that of his former masters. He told the BBC Libya risks being torn apart.
I ask everybody, all the parties, to avoid taking Libya into a civil war. This would lead to so much blood, and Libya will be a new Somalia.
A spokesman for the British Foreign Office says the government was aware of Koussa's trip. He's expected to meet delegates attending talks tomorrow on Libya's future. The spokesman says Koussa is a free individual who can travel wherever he wants. Britain's parliament is in recess, so lawmakers haven't had a chance to debate the matter. But Conservative Robert Halfon has expressed deep dismay.
I think it's very important that our country doesn't become a transit lounge for alleged war criminals.
Halfon thinks Koussa, a former spy chief, should face possible trial over any part he may have played in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, Libya's supplying of explosives to IRA cells in Northern Ireland in the 1980s, or the shooting death of a British policewoman outside the Libyan embassy in 1984. Several of the Lockerbie families argue Moussa shouldn't be free, and he certainly shouldn't be allowed access to his overseas wealth. Former British Foreign Secretary Malcolm Rifkind notes Koussa has already voluntarily submitted to questioning about Lockerbie. He says he can understand why many should find Koussa's apparently lenient treatment unpalatable. But Rifkind calls Koussa a potentially pivotal player. And besides, he says, the UK wants to encourage other high-ranking Libyans to desert their leader.
Anything that contributes to Gaddafi getting off the stage, giving up power sooner rather than later, must be in everyone's interest, including all of us who were appalled and shocked and remain appalled and shocked by what that man is responsible for in the past.
Shashank Joshi of the Royal United Services Institute says there's another factor in this equation. With the NATO campaign in Libya, Britain is now involved in its third war in a Muslim country in a decade.
The British government is concerned this could stretch on, NATO's will be sapped, Britain has defence cutbacks in the background, and so the imperative to have Moussa Koussa's influence on any settlement is really going to trump his influence in the Lockerbie case.
Joshi says militarily, financially and diplomatically, Britain is starting to feel the strain. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.